they speak. It's all between us in a river so deep. We pretended that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watts. This is Cutting Through Myth on the 24th of September 2012. Newcomers should make good use of the website cuttingthroughmatrix.com. You'll find hundreds and hundreds of audios for free download. We're trying a big system together for you and show you how, even the things that you like, what you do, your hobbies, your behavior, the things you look forward to, they're all given to you because those at the top give you the culture, and they're constantly altering the culture to suit the adults and to dominate you. They tell you to be eternal children and just play until you become geriatric and die. And literally that's what's happened, because they had planned a long time ago to bring down all the Western countries in a post-industrial society, and you're in it now. The same boys that set up China to be the manufacturer of the world took all your factories, changed all the laws so they could take them overseas, and you funded them all to go over there. So now you're just eternal children playing until you die, and that's the bottom line of it too. So you have lots of entertainment. It doesn't matter how bad things get, they hope at the top, of course, they keep you distracted, because it's a novel twist, this bringing in austerity or poverty with lots of entertainment at the same time. It's very, very novel, and it seems to be working awfully well. But the fallout is everywhere too, of course. So help yourself to the whole system, the guys who designed the system, the guys who got together as a big cabal long ago and decided to take over the world, all of its resources, water, food, everything, and you as well, actually, and cause wars. And through the wars, they'd bring out their planned society in a global world, which they would dominate. You need wars for conflict, you see, and then you sign treaties, and then you say, we can't have this again, we've got to stop this from happening. And so you amalgamate countries into big, huge blocks, and then you take the blocks and put the world governments. That's what it's all about at the moment. And getting rid of a lot of us who are called surplus now by top professors in universities. We're all surplus. It's in your faces in the open. There's no guesswork left. The problem is they have created eternal children who hear it and they still want to go and play because it's bad news. Playing's better. Anyway, help yourself to that. Remember, too, you're the audience that bring me to you, because I don't bring on advertisers as guests. I don't sell any products except the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And I don't give you things that will make you live forever or charge you to go and vote for people who will pull you out of the mess that you're in. That's all a con game. Mr. Politician going into the same system is going to change it. That's obvious. They have to be vetted before they go up and you even see them to vote for. They're vetted by the system. They belong to the system. It's been like that for over 100 years, according to Carol Quigley. Now, from the U.S. Canada, so you can also order the books and discs using personal checks. You can use international postal money orders. You can send cash or you can use PayPal across the world. Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And remember, straight donations are awfully welcome, because it's as if I brought out advertisers, I'd cut off everything, I'd make a lot of money, believe you me, but I'm not doing it this way because it gives me a freer hand to be a bit more honest. The world you're living in is planned, like a big business plan. Most folk take for granted, they think we were stumbling down through time on the cutting edge and all hell breaks loose by itself, no warning. And the big boys at the top have to cope with it all, that you think are politicians. Nothing is further from the truth. All major events that will happen in your lifetime and have happened were planned years and years and years in advance. Even the basic wars, invasion of Afghanistan, prior to 9/11, by the way, and Iraq and so on, were all plans, and even had boys in the field ready to go in before 9/11 went down in 2001. Everything was planned. World War I took up planning and agitating by the Royal Institute for International Affairs, that started in the late 1800s to get it going. And World War II, again, took a lot of cooperation to get all that going by the Western bankers. Back with more after this break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Chlorine, fluoride, allergens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, I'm back for Cutting Through the Matrix. And most folk have been completely domesticated. That's the first law you must do as a farmer with animals, is to kill off the brighter ones, the ones that are a bit more aggressive, and then you start inbreeding and inbreeding and inbreeding the ones that are more domestic until you get the perfect behaved animal. And that's what we have, domestication. Governments have always been in for thousands of years into the art of domesticating the public. Sometimes so well that they have to get them, get new techniques to get them angry again when they want them to go off and fight wars of conquest and things like that. And they have drugs in that today to do stuff, lots of psychology and neuroscience to activate that part, at least for a little while, although that burns the troops out nowadays. But domestication is awfully, awfully important, and you should see, if you go into history books, you go and see they did it. There's so many ways they tried it with the general population through the food supply and lots of experimentation on what to feed them, what not to feed them, until they were enough. They had enough energy to do all the work, the heavy work, but they didn't have enough energy either to run off or to think outside the box, and definitely not to get aggressive, you see. So the world's been a nasty place. Now, part of the art of domestication is to turn you to people who believe in Disney, you see. And that way, too, you can even personalize animals and so on, until you wouldn't want to kill them to eat them if you had to, if your life depended on it. Natural instincts that they were here for thousands, maybe millions of years, who knows, have been destroyed through fiction and indoctrination. But masters, we love hunting. We love hunting. Hunting people, too, is the best thing of all for them. They really enjoy hunting people. Or foxes, or whatever it happens to be. And nothing really changes. We're in a nasty world, in other words. A really nasty world where it's dressed up in Disneyland with nice suits and ties instead of uniforms and guys yelling in front of mass audiences. So you've been conned with that too. You don't think of tyrants as being dressed in smart suits and ties and having PR shots and so on and saying, I feel your pain, and you're on probiotics. All that kind of nonsense, you see. Domesticated people. And we're interdependent. Interdependence means you're totally dependent on their system for everything that you need to survive. This is the training into authoritarianism and the society that brought in the Club of Rome, which is the main think tank, one of the main think tanks for the United Nations, said that years ago, that democracy would never work. They'd use it as a front for the public when they go off to wars, bringing democracy and so on as they plunder the countries. But it would never work because there are too many competing parties. But, and they made sure that of that too. Now you've got all intergenerational type, intergeneral, gender types all competing for the top seat of publicity and cash handouts and so on, and right special privileges and so on. In other words, there's just too many competing parties now for democracy, which they made sure would happen. That way they can steam all ahead at the top with authoritarianism, get things done. Nothing happens by accident. And you don't even understand the care that goes in, time, care, money, and professionals that go into big top think tanks working on all of these aspects of society to keep them under control and to keep them hoodwinked at every turn of what's really going on. It's quite amazing. I mean, the big boys took, they took 50 years to set up the United Nations. And it took at least 50 years to work out all the strategies they'd have to use to alter whole generations, step by step, a little bit at a time, and speeding it up when there was no moral values left at all. You could speed it up to the end, and they'd have eternal partiers. They would stay the same age, stuck at 18 until they're 70 and die. That's what we have today. All to go through an era where all their work would be taken away from them. As long as they had enough money to party, they think everything was okay. Massive discussions, massive papers, volumes and volumes of papers by think tanks working on all of that before it all happened. And you think we're just evolving and things just happen by themselves. That's the big trick. Very simple trick, though, really. Now, as I say, the world's a harsh place. It's always been a harsh place. Power has never been kind to anybody. Power is ruthless. And it's always been ruthless from every empire to the present times. Utterly ruthless. And believe you me, if you don't think there's enough people getting bumped off today by those at the top, think again. There's lots of them. They have their wet jobs, they call them, all over the place. All over the place, all the time. As long as you don't catch them doing it, it's always put into, well, could have been anybody who did it. So no, they bump folk off, they're really a problem. Really a problem. If they can't ruin them one way or another, they have them bumped off, drive-by shootings, whatever. That's the real world. It's always been that way. Now, in amongst all this, too, you have some people who have a particular belief system that actually encourages them to profit from every circumstance. Very old system. And one man's gain is another man's loss, etc., etc. And lots of them go on behind the scene, making big, big money off the carcasses of economies, what's left of economies. This article is about this. It says, vultures feed when economies are turned into rotten carcasses. And the reporter talks about when he was sitting in his Toyota waiting for a particular guy wanting to talk to. The guy is called Peter Grossman, who's a Wall Street star. And it says here, Grossman's riches, nearly $100 million for his firm, FG Management, come from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The reporter says he was just there in Congo 2 days before the stakeout at a quarantine center in the capital, Kinshasa. Besides lots of cholera, Congo has lots of cobalt. So how important, that's why they've always had wars going on in Congo, destabilize it and always have wars going on. Then you can loot the cobalt for peanuts. Grossman has, through a crazy legal loophole in British law, waylaid a payment of $80 million to the African government for a shipload of cobalt from a government-owned mine. Grossman is a vulture, the name Wall Street gives, with an affectionate smile to those who can get their hands on old, forgotten debts of desperately poor nations, such as Congo, Zambia, Peru, and Liberia. The cases that this particular reporter's investigated, he says that they pick pennies on the pound of the face value. When, usually after a Bono concert, Western nations forgive debts owed by these poor countries, by the way, they don't. We're all the guarantors to pay off. Then the IMF gives them another loan. It's a con game now. It says the nation receiving this aid is now ripe enough and flush enough for an attack by a vulture who demands many a pound of flesh for the debt he suddenly brandishes. In Grossman's case, his company paid about $3 million for a debt that Zaire, which is now Congo, owed Yugoslavia, which is now Bosnia. A court on the tiny island of Jersey, a tax haven in the Channel Islands, has ordered Congo to turn over the $8 million it has in the bank account there, the payment for the cobalt. Furthermore, Congo must pay an additional $20 million to Grossman if the country can find the money. If that seems nuts to you, it is. The UK and other nations bar collections by vultures against poor countries where Western government treasuries have agreed to have their own claims. However, Grossman was free to sue Congo and Jersey, a pseudo-colony of Britain, because the UK Parliament failed to include the words and Jersey and in its anti-vulture law. They didn't fail to do anything. They always leave Jersey's a loophole for the rich. How did Grossman get his hands on Congo's debts to Bosnia? That's what I was waiting, it says, in the bookman to ask him. Here's what he can piece together. Only 3 days before he was in the Congo, it says, I was in the office of the chief of financial police in Sarajevo, Bosnia. With the help of the different veteran reporting in Bosnia, we tracked down the police report asserting that the nation's own prime minister had slipped control of the debt to one Michael Sheehan, a.k.a. Goldfinger, who, for a fee, passed it from the Bosnia State Power Company to Grossman. The Bosnian police chief told me this little business with the Congo debt was a crime, and the now former Prime Minister Nedzad Bankovic, good name, Brankovic, should be in prison. Yet to date, prosecutors have not acted. I got to the man who blew the whistle on Brankovic, Brigadier General Izet Spahic. He'd worked out a deal for Bosnia Power Company, which is broke, to make power pylons for Congo, which is also desperately broke, and the project would generate electricity, clean water, profits for both nations. Heartwarming, so two nations coming out of civil wars with a combined total of 4 million dead, helping each other. But when it was discovered that the vulture in Brooklyn had control of the debt between the nations, the electricity deal was off. So I went by the Bosnia pylon-making factory. It was now closed. Several thousand workers were gone. And it says, the Brigadier General was furious. How could these people think about making a profit off of civil war, poverty, and unimaginable suffering? When do humans grow feathers and claws? It's a question I'm going to ask Grossman when he comes out, because The Guardian and BBC Newsnight want me to ask it. For me, the vulture's answer is inconsequential to the bigger picture. I assume that after we break our story, Parliament will move to close the loophole so glaringly left open to the vulture, and the US Congress will at least pretend to consider anti-vulture legislation languishing in some committee. So we have got really our bounty hunters, big-time bounty hunters that get set out to basically blackmail countries by stopping all the other trade going in and out of them until they get a private debt over the cash system. Countries have been torn apart and have collapsed. And these guys do awfully well, but it's not outside of their belief system, these guys. And they play that. They think that's the way life is. They're pragmatic, they believe, and that's just the way it is. And also, I'll put up a link tonight from the Center for Strategic and International Studies about homegrown extremism in the U.S. is really hype it up. Remember, until all of you who hear me die, you're going to live in a world where terrorism is ongoing. There's going to be no peace again forever. That's it. That's a big plan. That's the only way you can have it, when you have a totalitarian system that's national and global. You have to find extremists everywhere, forever and ever, just like they did in the Soviet Union. Once they consolidated their power and took over the small countries, they had to find extremists everywhere, and those who are counter-revolutionary, they called them, who didn't like the system. And that's how you keep total control over the public. Now, New Zealand could be having US troops sent to them. The big meeting going on now about it too as the US moves over to the Far East. Back with more after this.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut down. 123crooks.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, cutting through the matrix, and what a matrix is, it's called deception and incredible indoctrination as well. Indoctrination can stop you seeing what's right in front of your face. Literally, it alters your perception. Total perception management, they call it. You're told what you've been told you'll see, and that's what you'll see. You see what you've been told. I was mentioning there that New Zealand now is going to start bringing US troops in as well, as Australia, of course, has already gone, and they'll be spreading them up. But it's also to do with clear power as well in that area. We're talking about weaponry. And, of course, they're building up the big muscle in the Far East. They also have other countries to take out, too, once they're finished with the Muslim countries in the Middle East. There's a lot in the Far East as well and other places. So there's a lot of things that are happening to do with that. There's definitely to be none of them left to call out what their religion that is. And at the end of this whole system, just like they smashed Christianity and everything else, there's to be no Muslims either, basically. If it is, it's going to be a watered-down, a brand-new version. Now, in places like Britain, that's screwed the people there forever. I mean, Britain's always been like that. It's not a place where there's any democracy. Never was. It was always ruled by a very wealthy elite that really got into it big time when the Rothschilds took over, because they really knew how to scam the money then. And he knew all the tricks of the trade, and got perpetual wars on the go. And also the income tax system came in, so they could always borrow from the bank and the private lenders like Rothschild himself, and then use the tax credits to pay up the debts. It's interesting, though, it's only a few years ago they meant that they just off the debt for World War One. World War Two ago, and Korea and other ones after that. So war's a great business, mind you, but more so than the profit it brings in, in its long term, is the power that the people who handle the money over the rest of the country. They rule it, you see. Yeah, they're the real rulers. These are the guys who set up Doyle Institute for International Affairs, and decided to use Britain as the in a British Empire, and then the America would take over that same system and finance it until they were also destitute. That's probably well. But part of the trick too is always to con the public into the fact that politicians care about you. You know, and as I can remember, even with Bush in the U.S., Bush Jr., he was honest enough. You know, he's honest enough because he wasn't too bright. And he did say in a video, it's up there on YouTube, he said, I've never met a poor person. He says, what did they think about? And he says, does anybody here know a poor person? So one of them put his hands up and he says, find out all you can about how they think and how they live. He didn't know. Well, you see, that might shock a lot of people, but that's how it really has been in Britain. There's this actual class there that utterly doesn't know how ordinary folk live. And often these people themselves have houses all over the planet. But anyway, what they do is they screw the people every turn, because they've no problems about talking about the masses and the peasantry and the unwashes. H.G. Wells hated and detested the ordinary people, and he himself came from the middle class. His daddy was an alcoholic, and his mum worked as an in-house servant, a big fancy mansion for wealthy folk. So he grew up in the house, thinking he was, you know, part of that system. And he was petrified by watching all the factory workers marching off to the factories and the mines every morning. So he began to loathe them and hate them. So these types are often even worse than the guys that they serve. And that's how they really are in countries like Britain. That's pretty well worldwide, the same system. And look down upon all the rest. Plato did the same thing with the aristocracy looking down on the rest. But what they do is they say they always screw the people, you see, and sometimes very overt, other times it's subtle, and sometimes they use really complicated systems to screw you out of everything you've got. But one of them, of course, is public-private partnerships, of course, and the whole of Britain has been at it about trying to redefine illness for compensation. Big ongoing talks about it right now. And it's happening in Scotland as well. So here's what one nurse was told. Lots of them have been told this. Nurse makes a heartfelt apology after ATOS forced her to trick disabled people out of benefits. She was ordered to trick them out of their benefits. Because you really matter at the bottom. Scots Joyce Drummond reveals how thousands of genuinely ill people were set up for a fall before they'd even been assessed by benefits firm ATOS. But what do you expect? I mean, these companies that they farm them out to are in it for profit, for God's sake. Maximize the profit. How do you do that? And he says, well, you just don't give benefits to anybody. You take it all. Joyce has not worked since the stress of her job at ATOS and says the nurse has revealed how her own life was ruined after under fire benefits firm ATOS forced her to trick disabled people out of cash. She says her training meant that she knew claimant unfit to work, but she was told to mark people as fit if they could write or show up for an interview properly dressed. Eventually, Joyce was carted by her bosses for being too nice to the claimants. They could try to claim unemployment for benefits because they're disabled. After 5 months, she was signed off with stress caused by having to trick sick people out of their benefits, and she quit in July 2009, hasn't worked since. She says candidates were marked down if they looked well-presented with neat hair and makeup, turned up with a toddler, a child. They could sign the application form. So just signing the application form and, you know, you're fit to work. Public fury is growing against ATOS, who have assessed thousands of people with terminal illnesses as fit for work. Terminal illnesses, folks. And you think something has changed between the times of Dickens and today? Do you really? Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Bible Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hi, I'm back for cutting through the matrix, talking about people being basically classed as fit for work if they could even turn up or even put their name in a form. Because everybody's at it at the top now, and there's so many folk who are really unfit, especially in places like Britain, because they were the first countries to get massive overdosing of vaccinations and really poisoned food, you see. And it says, public fury is growing against Atos, who've assessed thousands of people with terminal illnesses as fit to work. And thousands with genuine chronic conditions have been dragged over the coals repeatedly by their inquisitors. The mum of one, Joyce from Moss Park, Glasgow, said Atos decision makers paid no attention to her professional clinical opinion and were only interested in cutting down the number of claimants for the biggest profit, you see. She reveals all the questions she was told to ask were loaded. She said, I stopped working at Atos 3.5 years ago, but I still feel sick every time I think of those people deemed fit for work when they very clearly were incapable of doing so. So she apologized, etc., etc. Once I realized how manipulative the assessment system was, I got out immediately. The stress of all made me ill, and I have not worked since. So it goes through the system as it really is, and all the cons involved. But that's the real world. Again, you're all living in Disney World, you see, where you've given a fictitious, nicey-nicey opinion of humanity and ancient times to the present, and it really is a fiction. But it works with a lot of people. It works. It's worked awfully well. Loss of indoctrination. Also, up tonight, two little video on Taser Shockwave. They're always, you know, the military-industrial complex loves to show their latest weaponry. This is like a big kind of shotgun-type blast that fires multiple cattle prods, because that's what they're using on the public now. These are electric cattle prods and wires, and to bring us down, because we're just cattle. I'll put that link up tonight as well. Also, to show you how society's plummeted, you can go perpetual children, 50 Shades of Fetish at Folsom Street Fair. As the whole country's going bugs. And actually, I shouldn't say the dogs. Dogs are good animals, not crazy like people. And economy's falling apart, and we're getting plundered by the ones at the top for more weapons and so on. As thing with children, and they are perpetual children. I'll put tonight too. There's lots of articles, of course. And also an article too with Monsanto corn, but I've mentioned it before a few times, but this independent study. You understand, Monsanto made deals with all governments for years that you couldn't test their particular products. It was illegal to test the stuff independently to see how if it poisoned or affected living humans or animals. What a deal. And you think you're living in a democracy where folk look after you. But it says rats fed a lifetime diet of Monsanto's genetically engineered corn or exposed to the company's popular Roundup herbicide developed tumors and suffered severe organ damage. That was from an independent French study which was released on Wednesday. And of course, they've already spent millions on Monsanto pumping it just in the last few days, trying to, in a big propaganda campaign, and finding all the experts to come out that's on their pay list and paychecks, and to counter it and say, well, you use the wrong kind of, you know, rats and so on for the testing, as they go on and on and on with it. All your governments are all for this, to bring down the population and sterilize you too, and kill you off earlier. And Canada, it's okay now to be a paedophile, as long as you're a woman doing it. If a woman's a perpetrator, it's okay. And they just made a landmark ruling. A teacher she groomed a young boy from the age of 12 for sex, and it's okay. It's okay now. So as long as you're a woman, then you can do it. For those guys who've been caught doing it, you can get transgendered, I suppose, before the court case, and then they'll have to let you off with it. That's how crazy we are there today, you see. And also, this article is about the military. There's so many suicides in the military that now they've come up with this new antidepressant nasal spray. So now they're snorting all these chemicals, you see, because it's so crazy. Military hopes antidepressant nasal spray will prevent suicides. They're seeing unprecedented mental illness and suicide in its ranks. Now, by the way, that unprecedented mental illness and suicide in its ranks is across the board in the general population. It's just getting more noted in the military that they have to publish it for those who haven't clued in yet. So anyway, this is funding research to treat depression and prevent the most tragic of outcomes. And I'll put this link tonight too. This is a report released by the military found that mental health disorders in active duty troops increased 65% since 2000. Of the more than 900,000 diagnoses, about 85% included cases of adjustment disorders, depression, alcohol, abuse and anxiety. That's in the general population. This month, the Army reported 30 suspected suicides amongst active duty and reserve soldiers July, the highest monthly numbers of suicides since record-keeping began a few years ago. China, of course, now it's given the free hand. Remember, China was set up by London because the Royal Institute for International Affairs mentioned in their meetings in the 1930s, their annual meetings, that they would set up China to be the manufacturer of the planet. And they've done it. And then they set up the World Trade Organization. And then they set up the GATT Treaty, which allowed you to finance the factories abroad so that you got up and move without paying for it. You did it all, the taxpayers. And America's government did it. Britain's government did it. It's all one big con government, you see. It's a sham. There are no individual nations. You can't figure it out. It's one big giant club running the world. So anyway, China looks to milk Australian dairy farms. They're taking over massive chunks of Australia. It's getting sold piecemeal, basically, as they take over power in Australia. And that was on the cards, too, because the Institute for Pacific Relations was one branch that Quigley mentioned of the Council on Foreign Relations. They've been working for 70 years on amalgamation of the far eastern Pacific Rim regions. And we're living through it today. Didn't happen by itself, folks. There's a new SARS-like coronavirus identified by UK officials. The SARS in Canada was more of a testing thing than a reality for people, mainly people of Chinese origin or Eastern origin. But it said a new respiratory illness similar to SARS spread globally in 2003. It says it has been identified in a man who's been treated in Britain. He was transferred to a London hospital by air ambulance from Qatar as the second person confirmed with the coronavirus. The first case was a patient in Saudi Arabia who's since died. Remember, you have to have gene-specific viruses now, and one of the big newspapers in Britain, I mentioned about 10, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, maybe, I don't know, I mentioned it on the air, and it was where a reporter got into Port and Downs, where they make all this stuff in England for the military, and you sat and listened to these guys talking about race-specific biases and they're yawning over their breakfast as they were, just a matter-of-fact, everyday conversation. With all this lovely stuff to kill all whole populations and gene types off. Anyway, there's another one come out, so they're introducing stuff into the Middle East. And this article, too, is called Drab Planet News. The world's greatest propaganda pump is trying to get us in our post-industrial, post-democratic, austerity-plundered world to become excited about the possibility of going to Mars. And that's not what they do, isn't it? They try to get excited about something as the whole world's falling apart, you know. As a healthy distraction from the BBC's obsession with fear-mongering and terrorizing its licensed pay licenses over there who watch the damn propaganda. And the gross media training to eat maggots, spiders, and earwigs in our futurist utopia to keep the planet sustainable, we're fed the usual irrelevant garbage about pottering on Mars. The BBC's viewpoint in our post-industrial world is a two-part handout for us to consume along with our worms and maggots, or mini-beasts as they now call them. I did wonder what indoctrination was behind the educational eco-mini-safaris they send our children out on these days. They're down here on planet Earth. They actually have these now, field safaris to eat bugs. There's also the bombardment of images, sinking rich celebrities pretending to eat creepy crawlies in reality shows. The world's greatest propaganda pump is trying to get us in our post-industrial, post-democratic, austerity-plundered world to become excited about the possibility of going to Mars. That's great, isn't it? Well, nothing better to bid ourselves with, I suppose, as our money is used to illegally invade the whole of the Middle East and elsewhere, so the drones can alert us over here once the job is done over there. Yeah, isn't that the truth of it? Now, Article 2, the drugs don't work, a modern medical scandal. Doctors prescribing the drugs, they don't know what they're meant to do, these drugs, nor do their patients and the manufacturers know real well, it says. Drugs are tested by their manufacturers in poorly designed trials on hopelessly small numbers of weird, unrepresentative patients and analyzed using techniques that exaggerate the benefits. Robexatine is a drug, he says, I have prescribed, this is a doctor writing. Other drugs have done nothing for my patients, so we want to try something new. I read the trial data before I wrote the prescription and found only well-designed fear tests with overwhelmingly positive results. Robexatine was better than a placebo and as good as any other antidepressants in head-to-head comparisons. It's approved for use by the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, which governs all drugs in the UK. Millions of doses are prescribed every year around the world. Roboxetine was clearly a safe and effective treatment. The patient and I discussed the evidence briefly and agreed it was the right treatment to give. Didn't try next. He says, I signed the prescription. He says, but we've both been misled. In October 2010, a group of researchers was finally able to bring together all the data that had ever been collected on roboxetine, both from trials that were published and from those that had never appeared in academic papers. When all this trial data was put together, it produced a shocking picture. 7 trials had been conducted comparing roboxetine against a placebo. Only one conducted in 254 patients had a neat positive result, and that one was published in an academic journal. So they took the one that seemed to have some effect on and published it. One person. For doctors and researchers to read, but 6 more trials were conducted and almost 10 times as many patients. All of them showed that roboxetine was no better than a dummy sugar pill. None of these remains available more expensive than sugar. None of these trials was published, and I had no idea that they even existed. The trials being roboxetine against other drugs showed exactly the same picture. 3 small studies, 507 patients in total, showed that roboxetine was just as good as any other drug. They're all published, but 1,657 patients' worth of data was left unpublished. And this unpublished data showed that the patients on roboxetine did worse than those on other drugs. If all this wasn't bad enough, there were also the side effect data. The drug looked fine in trials that appeared in academic literature, but we saw the unpublished studies. It turned out that patients were more likely to have side effects, more likely to drop out of taking the drug, and more likely to withdraw from the trial because of side effects if they were taking roboxetine rather than one of its competitors. So he goes on what a doctor normally does. Well, if a doctor is real, that is, let them go along with it regardless because they're well paid and they don't care. But he went through it and made it his own decisions. He says nobody broke any law in that situation. Roboxetine is still in the market and the system that allowed all this to happen is still in play for all drugs in all countries in the world. Negative data goes missing for all treatments in all areas of science. Negative treatment goes missing. The regulators and professionals would reasonably expect to stamp out such practices that have failed us. These problems have been protected from public scrutiny because they're too complex to capture in a soundbite. This is why they've gone unfixed by politicians, at least to some extent, but it's also why it takes detail to explain. The people you should have been able to trust to fix these problems have failed you, and because you have to understand a problem properly in order to fix it, there are some things you need to know. And he goes on and on, and how they exaggerate the benefits of treatment. Well, here's the truth of it all. It's all a racket, folks. Jack C. Long said it. Anything you'd like to say, police shows, dramas, movies, military shows, dramas, movies, medical shows, dramas, series, all fiction, is nothing but propaganda to make you think that they're guardian angels of you. They're big, incredible, greedy businesses, the biggest on the planet. They're a guaranteed clientele because every year millions more turn sick with all the injections and stuff they've had prior to that. They kick in at a certain age. It's disgusting. There's only about 10 pills that work. Average GP knows this. At least you used to teach them this. And that's all you carry in your bag around with you. The rest of it is garbage. And often dangerous. That's a fact. You should have that in this article too. Now, there's Article 2 about the forthcoming parliamentary elections in Ukraine. It's about a litmus test of Ukraine's commitment to democratic principles, a step towards further European integration. Further European integration. A pre-electoral delegation of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe said at the end of a two-day visit in Kyiv in September. So they're all going at this deeper amalgamation into eliminating the states, as they call the nations now, the states, into just Europe, you see. And again, who drafted that up? The Royal Institute for International Affairs. Years ago. It's in their own book. But now, it says EU officials propose internet cops on patrol, no anonymity and no obscure languages because of terrorism, it says. So I'll put this link up too. It shows you how they're going at it big time. Also, the FBI renews broad internet surveillance push for the US because, and it says that Robler tells Congress that police are completely unable to bring criminals to justice because of rapid advances in technology thwart surveillance, he says. So they're renewing its request for new internet surveillance laws, saying technological advances hinder surveillance and warning that companies should be required to help build in back doors for police. Now, they've built the back doors in for everybody else. And that's been that since day one, that they gave you computers. So they want more back doors even for all police agencies so they can go through all your stuff. Your life is not yours, folks. You know, farmers want to know how the animals are because they own you. They don't know everything about you. Also, on this wonderful day of destroyed society and the perpetual children, a Facebook birthday invite leads to mayhem in a Dutch town. Thousands turned up and rioted. It was literally a flash mob. And remember that article I read from the military think tank for NATO in Britain, where they said that the thing of the future is flash mobs. It'll be more flash mobs. And here it's happening. Thousands and thousands turned up and rioted all through this place. And outside Amsterdam. Also, an article tonight is to do with fluoride. I mentioned before, the Chinese are selling fluoride as pesticide, which it is too, by the way. And you're supposed to take that to make you healthy, for those who haven't quite got it yet. And another one, too, video, is the health dangers of genetically engineered food are massively presented in a documentary by Jeffrey Smith, one of the world's leading authorities on GE foods. And it goes through the links and so on of sicknesses that are becoming very rampant today because of the GE foods. And what's doing to the livestock as well, by the way. You're getting it. The food chain, remember, everything goes through the food chain. Even the aerial spraying that they're doing is soaked to ground, and it's becoming too alkaline. It's into, with all the aluminum oxide and the barium, strontium. And it's killing off young trees that haven't got deep enough roots. So they get the biggest dose of the stuff that's in the soil at the top. That gets eaten up by the food chain too, the grass, everything. Then you eat that, the animals. Or the vegetables. You think it's all by accident, don't you? You always will. That's your choice. Germany's wind power chaos should be a warning to the UK, it says. Germany has gone further down the renewables path than any country in the world, and now is paying the price. And so shall we all. Back with more after this.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com. Today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm back cutting through the matrix, and we'll go to Brian from the UK, if he's still there. Is he there, Brian?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, you mentioned earlier a modern utopia, and I read it a while ago. And the chapter 5, Failure in Utopia, I have to agree with you, it's really quite appalling.
Yeah.
The content of it, the rhetoric expressed in it is, to a certain extent sickening, actually.
Well, he actually said in the book, and number two, he was a member of the Fabian Society, which is one wing of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. He said that by this time, in this future, that utopia, he says, we didn't kill everybody off with firing squads that were inferior, all the inferior types, he says. Instead, we sterilized them by different means. And so they had died off that way. They didn't procreate and spread their so-called bad genes on. They had lots of stuff in it, but he was an awful snob, yeah.
He also mentioned stuff about the Irish. I mean, did they have a dislike for the Irish or something?
It was part of the formula from the days of Cecil Rhodes, and even before that, John Stuart Mill, and his son, the same name as well, who were top economists and they wrote as well for the, they worked for the royalty, etc., and for the British Empire. They had a list of nations to be taken out and extinguished. The Red Indians, they would never adapt into the man's 8-to-5 system of working. So a lot of the blacks, he says only blacks will allow into them were the ones that can mimic man's economic work progress. Otherwise, the rest get eliminated. The Scots, the Irish, because they were too prone to rebellion against what they saw as injustice. So the Scots and Irish were put down for elimination, yeah. Not just Wales, but all the different groups. It's all the same group, really, written at the present time that run the system, yeah.
Well, you had mentioned, in a number of broadcasts, the Scottish and the Irish, how the intention is to sort of deplete the numbers sort of thing, or depopulate them to a certain extent, or maybe eradicate them altogether.
Eventually. Some of them even mentioned how they could use them as Britain pushed its world empire, and then they'd have to start to eliminate them. Well, that's exactly what's been happening.
Well, could I give you a statistic?
Yes.
In 1951, the population of Scotland was 5,100,000.
Mm-hmm.
In 2011, the population statistic was 5,200,000.
Yep.
In 60 years, it's hardly moved at all.
Yeah, but it's massive immigration. To show you the amount of immigration into Scotland and England. In fact, that's to say that Maggie Thatcher came out with all that too. And she said that the reason she was opening the floodgates to immigration was because there's not enough young people being born to pay off national debt. That was her excuse at the time. And all the articles I've read on the air and since then have confirmed that from the United Nations, from the EU itself, and from the British Census Departments all say the same. Even Ireland's the same problem. So it's massive immigration that's doing it. What was interesting to me too is that the bureaucrats, they helped mess up the whole system, and they're highly paid intergenerational bureaucrats. They marry each other, you know. Once they've screwed up England, it's time to move up into Scotland because they made such a mess down in England, they wanted some peace and quiet. So lots of them have moved up as well, even as far as the New Zealand's. But the rest of them are immigrants who are coming into the big cities from India, like look at Edinburgh now, for instance, you know. Places like that.
Okay.
So immigration camouflages the actors. They actually say the native populations are all in massive decline. But thanks for calling. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God, may your gods go with you.